lurking.
I'm going to let you maybe pardon? Hold. Just hold out.
That's right. Okay, your name is Helen.
Pardon?
Helen.
Helen Andrew.
Andrew, what were you before you were married?
Pelto.
Pelto.
P-E-L-T-O.
Oh, were you?
In Finnish it means a plain or land.
Oh, and it's a Finnish name?
Uh-huh, and like if you have a garden or something,
oh.
They call that a pelto.
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 They oh. don't have a P in there.
Oh, that's interesting.
In their alphabet.
Were your parents Finnish?
They were.
Were. Did you ever live in Finland?
No.
You were?
No, I'm just a descent of theirs.
Yeah, but you know the language, it sounds like.
Pardon?
Do you know the language?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's...
That's all they could talk.
Is that right?
And so we had to talk with it.
Did it make it hard in school?
Pardon?
Was it hard then in school?
Oh,
or?
School wasn't hard at
wasn't
all.
Wasn't hard, yeah.
And when you're young, you're anxious to learn the other language, too. And we had, I think there were 26 foreign languages in that little area, and they were all people that came from Europe during there when Hitler was there.
Oh, yeah.
And so they kind of ran away, and they had, oh, one would call the other, and pretty soon here they come.
Oh.
Not that my people were that way. They had Finnish. Found prosperity here.
Uh-huh.
More so than what they did there.
Where was this place?
Huh?
Where was this place where you lived, where all these...
Oh,
what state?
In Michigan.
Oh, in Michigan.
Dodgeville, Michigan.
Okay.
Not too far from Houghton and Hancock.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Did you live there all the time you were growing
all the
up?
Time until I was old enough to get away.
and then where did you go?
Pardon?
Where did you go then?
I went to Detroit.
Is that where you met?
Well, we had, this was right during the hard depression. Nobody
oh.
had work. And then in Detroit, they had the car factories.
Uh-huh.
So if you wanted to work hard, you went to work for Henry Ford.
Right.
But you had to have money to eat.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah.
So that was a big part of the depression.
Right.
Not that I knew what it was.
Did you, were you married by
Pardon?
Then? Were you married by then?
Was oh, that, no.
No, mm-hmm. no, you were
No, but I did meet my husband there.
Did you? In Detroit?
In Detroit.
What was he, what did he do? What was he doing?
He was a cook in a restaurant. I was working in a restaurant too.
So you got together?
And we had the Finnish restaurant there, and they served family style. Dinners where we put the vegetables, potatoes, and gravy, just like you would do on a home table. And so I used to be at the steam table and dish these. It all depended on how many people were there. So we had so much for one, and I think the most was three or four.
Right.
And then they put that on the tables, family style.
So you sort of fell in love over a mashed potato. Is that what happened?
What?
Did you fall in love over a mashed potato?
Well, no, because we'd had that all our lives anyway.
So,
there wasn't anything new or different. It was home style.
Well, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's a great story. Was your husband Finnish too?
Oh, no.
No, no.
I met him there and he was an Irishman.
Oh.
Scotch and Irish.
Oh. Did you have children?
Oh, we had three. I mean four.
Four. So you got
three pregnancies, and I had three twins.
Oh.
A girl and a boy.
Oh, boy.
And the eldest one was the boy, and the youngest was 10 years later.
Uh-huh.
And she lives here in Cole.
Oh. That's how come you're here then?
Kim, her name's Kim, who is in...
This is your daughter?
She lives in Cole.
Uh-huh. Has she been here a long time? Kim, or your
daughter? Yeah, she had to be with my husband and I.
Oh, I see.
And then she met this guy in school in Cole.
Oh,
And from there on, why, there was a romance there that we weren't aware of much.
Well, you're only the mother. Yeah. Mothers are the last to know.
And then my husband passed away.
And so you lived a cove too then? You lived a cove.
We lived in Cove.
Yeah.
Oh, my husband used to have a restaurant in there, Le Grand.
Oh, what restaurant?
Oh, it was across the street from the big hotel. Oh.
From the Foley Hotel? From the Foley Hotel or the...
No.
The Sacagawea Hotel.
Sacagawea.
Sacking
across the street. And they had their Sacagawea had a they had quite a restaurant workers there. Mm-hmm. And somebody had a restaurant control there.
Mm-hmm.
So they closed the restaurant and all the employees came and wanted my husband to get away from there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you might have been one of them.
No. I was it on the side street across from the hotel or across the main street?
Oh.
What was that?
The street in between.
Was it the Top Notch?
Top Notch.
He remembered.
Yeah.
I didn't remember. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for goodness sake.
And he was a chef. He used to be, we lived in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
So then we moved to over here. His mother and dad. Mother always wanted him to go over to California where all the rest of them are. That is of their family.
Uh-huh.
So that's where we wound up to be.
You did go to California then too? Were you in California for a while?
No.
No, you just were always here.
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then our children were born here one. No, I shouldn't say one by one. I had two.
One by two.
I had twins.
Were the twins, where did the twins fit into the family? Were they the oldest or the youngest?
Sure.
Were they your babies, your little babies?
In Cove.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And how old are they all now?
Oh, they're married. I'd forgotten how old.
You're all grown up.
Yeah.
Are you a grandma?
Pardon?
Are you a grandmother?
No.
Grandmother.
My dad was a engineer at some copper mines.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Electrical.
Uh-huh.
And he was electrical engineer in Finland.
Oh.
And so Russia came and they said they want him to come to Russia and teach the Russians to be electricians, and you couldn't teach them anything. I hope you're not one of them.
No, we're not.
They couldn't understand the language, and they didn't know what it was all about.
Oh, dear.
And so, anyway, he had another cousin. He said, Lyle, I'm going to give you the money, and you get out of here right now. So that's how come he... came to the Americas, because they would have taken him into Russia.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
They ruled it. And
oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So anyway, that was where it started.
Yeah, yeah. That's very interesting. Yeah. How many years did you live in Cove?
We lived there about 9 years.
Uh-huh, quite a while.
And he used to have the Top Notch in Le Grand.
In Le Grand, yeah. Did you work at the Top Notch at all?
No. I had a daughter to raise.
Uh-huh.
And she was only in her young teen, not even a teen.
Yeah.
So I stayed home.
Stayed home. That's good. And these other nationalities that lived up in all these other, what were some of the other people up in Michigan? What other countries were they from?
Oh, they were from Finland. There was 26 different people, nationalities rather, come from Europe, and they had gotten away on kind of Hitler was ruling everything over there. Mm-hmm. So if they got the money, somebody sent him the papers or something to come.
Yeah. So this was in the Probably 1930s.
In the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about the 30s, but I know it's 30s, but what the number
is. And, but they, even if we were in a depression, they still thought it was better here than it was over there.
And the reason my husband got always work, he knew how to cook.
Did he always know how to cook? Did he learn when he was little to be a cook?
Well, anyway, he knew how to cook, so he practically worked for nothing. And then little by little he gained.
But people always need to eat.
They need food.
They need food. That's right.
And the place in Detroit, or I'm not sure, Detroit, no. Well, anyway, they had colored people there too, and they were bad off. So then in an evening, they come to do chores.
As
if they could have the garbage.
Oh, gosh. That's sad, isn't it?
So my husband used to put something good and better in it.
Sure. Oh, golly.
Those were the days they did anything to eat. Do you remember those times or have heard about them?
A little bit.
But they were desperate. And the little boys would come to the door and want the scraps out of the garbage. So my husband always threw something good.
Something good out. But you never were hungry then. Your family was never hungry because...
Well, we didn't have any luxuries, but we had food. And then I used to cook, you know, a lot too. I worked at a restaurant and I helped cook too.
But you never did cook or work at this one. Never worked here in LeGrand.
No, we had a daughter and we lived in Cove and the restaurant was in LeGrand. So he didn't need me there. I couldn't leave a little kid home. So I was going to be.
Is that the daughter, the one that lives in Cove now?
That's Kim. No,
that's Kim. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's Kim's last name? Her husband. That's okay.
Kelly.
That's all right. Huh? I just wondered if I'd know who she is, if I ever.
Kim, she works at Boise Cascade.
Oh.
And she's a. Makes the payroll.
Oh, in the office.
Takes care of the payroll. But she has to be there at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, my.
I don't care.
Yeah. Then does she just work 8 hours, though, and then she's done?
She works there all the time.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. What does her husband do?
Rick is a surveyor.
Oh, for...
I don't know who he works
for.
Somebody around local.
Is that anybody?
He's a surveyor too.
No, he knows a lot of people. I thought maybe he might know. Now, where are your other children then, Hillary?
My other children?
Mm-hmm.
When we moved here, there's two of them were married, so they didn't come with us. And then the younger was still in school. And there's four.
Four.
Yeah.
You're twins. You had twins.
Oh, twins, yeah. A girl and a boy.
And a boy.
And they stayed in California.
I see. So you both...
They must have it, so they did. His memory's kind of floating now.
Do you like it in Cove? Did you like living in Cove?
Yeah. This is the only time I'm not immediately in there. I live there. I have an apartment there now.
Do you...
Just a bedroom and then another sitting room and I eat at the...
Well, that's nice, though. Do you like living here? Is it a good place to live?
Pardon?
Is this a good place to live, this retirement center?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems nice. And how is your health?
Pardon?
How is your health? How do you feel? Are you in pretty good health?
Oh.
You look good.
Oh, I don't do that now.
How old are you, Helen?
I'm 88.
Getting near 90.
Pardon?
You're getting near 90, aren't you?
Yeah.
How long ago did your husband die?
Oh, he died in Cove, and maybe about 26 or so.
Oh, yeah. Quite a while.
And then I had a daughter yet. She went to school in there. But everything was fine, you know.
Yeah.
Just had to lose him.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Was he still working, or had he quit? Well, was he retired before he died?
He was trying to sell real estate.
Oh.
And there was I forget the real estate man. He worked with Lyle. And Lyle was he used to be a surveyor, so he knew. What's his name is? In the Grand Bay. Anyway, he wanted to work with Lyle. He knew Lyle for 10 years. Carl Don.
Oh, that's okay.
Memory
that's
of mine. Okay. Not all there.
Your other kids now, do they still live, the older others live in California?
They're in California.
In California. Do you know where? What towns?
Reseda. Reseda and the girls. I don't know. The area.
Do they come up here? Do they ever come?
Oh, they come and visit.
Do they?
That's home to them.
Yeah.
They were raised there, and that's where they want to go.
Sure.
But then my youngest daughter came with me. She had to be. She was only young.
I see.
And so she's here.
Your family, though, your mother and dad came, they were already in the United States before the Depression. They'd been here quite a while.
Because I remember the Depression too. Yes.
Michigan, there are a lot of people of that kind of that nationality in Michigan, aren't there?
No.
Not.
I have an article. There's 26 different nationalities that are there. You know, after the Hitler was in Europe, you know, they came as they could. If they could get the barge here, they'd come. So there were about 26 nationalities there. So when nobody knew each other, like my folks couldn't talk the other nationalities, and they couldn't talk back, but they made things go. they didn't want to go back to Hitler.
They were going to make it work.
To make it work.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there were 26 different languages spoken.
Everything that was in Europe and otherwise, they were there. But they were destitute. They had to.
Yeah, sure. They were glad to be here.
Or Hitler got rid of them. I don't know. Maybe I'm saying something that's true.
No,
you know, but that's the way we heard it.
That's right. Did you learn to speak any of those other languages?
No.
You just.
We learned to swear in Croatian.
Well,
that's a good thing to know. Swearing Finnish. And we got spanked for.
That's funny.
They wanted to learn the Finnish language, and so we did the same thing. You know, kids about 10 years old.
Sure. That's funny. Yeah. Well, then eventually, did everybody speak English? Did they all get to where they could speak English?
Well, they learned to talk English. Uh-huh. It did not take them long.
That's good.
children. They go to the same school.
Uh-huh.
And they had to, if they played with one another, they had to get it.
Sure.
And they didn't try to take it. But you know, you don't hear that big migration anymore, where the people had to put on their apron.
And yeah. My dad used to like it. We were a lot of the national Polish and the Croatians there, and
they used to have him come over there and do something like that. Always come back with a big bottle of wine. And mother always thinks that she put camphorated oil in it.
Oh! Oh! That's a great story.
Oh, he didn't leave it in the house. He had it hidden in the garage. What else he got?
That's funny. What?
You think they didn't drink, but they did.
Helen, did they have... Your Finnish people, did they have was there a particular religion that they had? Like, were they Catholic or Episcopalian?
Yeah.
What were they?
They were... Lutheran.
Yeah.
Because I remember my mother had books of Luther. I couldn't think.
Yeah, Lutheran, right. That's right, because I remember hearing about the Lutheran people. Did all these other people have different churches? Did they go to different churches, or was everybody Lutheran? You know,
well, to begin with, we all went to with the parents.
Uh-huh.
And then as the kids were teenagers, and they paired up with the Croatians, they were... I'm saying Croatian, there were others.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. The kids, they pick their own family.
Their own churches.
Regardless who they are.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
We
yeah.
had Germans there too. You know, they had this conflict in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And they fled Europe. And they had a school teacher that was German right there in our neighborhood. And she used to bring them, had them brought to her house, and she taught them English, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And so in the meantime, we got to know them. They were Wilkies.
Uh-huh.
And Kutschite. I don't know if they're familiar with German.
Not really.
Those were the two people, and they brought these Europeans there to their place, and they made sure they could talk somewhat. Before they were released, and she was a school teacher.
Yeah,
we had her as a school teacher.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
Well, no.
But we
no.
just didn't know what they were doing.
Did they, and they were leaving Germany because of Hitler, too. They left Germany because of Hitler. They wanted to get away from him, too.
Oh, well, yeah. She spoke to them in their native language.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Well, she learned what she could from them, and then she put them in different places, schools, and they didn't go to school with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Did it bother them to be German? Were they afraid because they were German?
Well, I don't know. We were just kids. I wouldn't know.
Uh-huh.
But I imagine they were safe.
Because
their parents were
with them. That's good story.
But then there's the Croatians. They made moonshine.
they were real characters. That
sometimes the kids would get into it. They would go out in the woods, you know, and they'd make a still or something out there. And the kid would find it.
Oh, dear.
Not all of them.
Just like down south.
Pardon?
Just like the southern people in America do with their moonshine. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Oh, those were the days.
Yeah. It was good, though. It sounds to me like It sounds like you had a good life.
Well, I think we did.
Yeah, yeah.
And my parents were Finnish, you know, so we didn't have nothing but Finnish there.
Yeah.
And we went to Sunday school and church and everything was in Finnish.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can you go right back to speaking Finnish now?
Oh, sure, I can. And they call themselves Suomalainen.
Oh, hard words.
So I'm a Suomalainen.
Oh, my.
And Suomi is Suomalainen. Suomi comes, that's Finnish, Finland for Finnish. And they don't like the Swedes that named their country. They didn't name it at all. So they made their own name, Suomi. And they didn't like it, but they always called it something else.
They didn't want to be.
They didn't want to be anything that somebody else.
Right. Good. That's good.
Stubborn. Oh, sticking to their own right.
Well, sure. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Did they? What about food?
Pardon?
What about food? Did you have? Was there the things they cooked? Was their cooking different than say ours?
Well, everybody's was.
Was it?
Yeah, and my mother didn't like sauerkraut, never had any, and so she was invited someplace for a dinner. They had sauerkraut. She, oh my gosh, that spoiled stuff.
Did they have? Were there some dishes that were?
Pardon?
Were there some things they made that were just better that you liked?
Well, that was their. Food, you know, cabbage. They had cabbage fields all over the place, you know. They had little yards, you know, each house had. But they, my mother said, made them so mad. They always, as soon as the Croatians came, they dug up every bit of the land the house was on. And they had gardens.
Oh.
Well, that's the way they did in Europe.
In Europe, right. Yeah.
And then we had a couple of acres. The mining company gave everybody so many plots, you know, and they wouldn't put anything out there because they wanted to plant
their own things.
And all around the house.
Yeah.
You know, the Finnish people wanted the lawn and things. They didn't want that garden right there. And here it was just across the road, and they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, they did it all quite quickly. And so did the kids.
Everybody brought their own.
They weren't used to living with another national. None of them did. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, but I know. But we all like the things we have.
Sure. That's neat.
Maybe I'm talking too much. Oh, no. This is real interesting. I've not really known anybody. Is there a country called Estonia?
Huh?
Was there a country called Estonia?
There was, but they weren't part of that.
What? That wasn't part of that.
My parents came from Finland, and the Finnish people called it Suomi.
Suomi, that's hard for me to say. Suomi,
that's in Finnish. That means the same thing. Finland is it has to do land with all kinds of lakes, small lakes.
Oh, I see.
You know.
Yeah.
And I don't know, something Finland, it means the water place.
I see.
Somewhat.
Did you ever go to Finland, Helen? Never did.
I'd like to.
You'd like to.
This was during the Depression when I was. They were glad to be able to work. My dad was an electrical engineer, and he was back in Europe. And all the Russians had their eye on him because they didn't. Didn't know how to do all with the, what am I trying to say?
With the power.
So anyway, so his cousin, he said, Herman, I'm going to give you the money and you get the heck out of here and go to America. and that's how come I had pain. Because they didn't want Russia, they didn't want Russia if they came over there. And they didn't know nothing. Oh, my dad had a cousin, and he was trying to teach the Russians, you know, electrical. Mm-hmm. And he said, everything you touch, it fired back on you. You could have killed him. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the right word, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did your dad, your father, meet your mother over here then?
Oh, yeah.
But your mother was Finnish too.
But she was, my dad was in the big city of Helsinki.
Oh, uh-huh.
And my mother was way over on the near the Norway.
Uh-huh.
Well, whatever country's next to it.
Yeah.
She was way up there. So they had Norwegians there and the Finnish people. Mm-hmm. It all depends on where they could find their place.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't get, your mother and dad didn't get together until they were here.
No, until they had been here in America.
Uh-huh. But they were both Finnish.
Pardon?
They were both Finnish. Oh.
And I went there, and it's called the Isle Royal.
Uh-huh.
Isle Royal school.
Anyway. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know where the younger kids go.
Yeah. Grade school.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then did you go to high school anywhere?
I went to high school in Houghton.
Uh-huh. And then
Houghton, that's a city.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is it cold there?
Oh, yes.
It's cold, isn't it?
It's cold, but we were prepared for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, we had arctics, you know, had shoes, and we put arctics on.
What did they mine for there, Helen?
Copper.
Copper.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes gold. They went into gold. Uh-huh. And then they had a material there. They had five different metals all melded in one. They had no idea what they're going to do with this metal. So they just put it aside, maybe someday. And sure enough, they're using it now. Just
oh,
like it was fate the way it had to be.
Oh, my God.
But they didn't get rid of it, you know, because they couldn't separate all the five different metals. But they saved it. And that's just what they're needing in this nuclear stuff right now.
Oh, for goodness.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And sometimes you used to get the news from there, you know. But I've been moving around, so they just don't bother. So I don't know what. Well, anyway, that's been taken care of.
Yeah, right.
And somehow nature knew they're going to need this metal.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, they're using
they're
it
now. They're using it.
Five different gold and silver and copper and iron.
All together. Did your dad work in the mines?
He worked at the mine, but he was the engineer where he took care of the engines and things. And he was an engineer from Europe. That's why he had to leave Europe, because he's a Russian, you know. Take all the engineers from Finland. I don't know if you're not one of them, but anyway.
No. Yeah.
And the family, his family, got him a visa, and he came with some friends to Northern Michigan. Mm-hmm. And then they found out America's wondering, where is this thing from Finland, you know? And they went and found him. He was working in the woods with his brothers, you know. And they came and got him, and said, we need you out there more than they need the wood.
Yeah.
So from there on, he got going on.
Right. And he had some kind of particular training?
Huh?
Had he had some kind of particular training to make him able
to do
that
training here.
In Europe.
He had a cousin that was trained that way, and he was teaching my dad how to do that. And then they got word, Russia said, where's my dad's name was Herman. He said, where is Herman? We're going to find Herman. And right away, they got busy and got my him to go with a family, like he was part of that family.
Oh, I see.
So I think they did a lot of that sort
sure,
of thing.
Yeah.
Just to get rid of him. They looked for him. And then he came and he signed as an engineer. And so he went and worked in the woods with his brothers and cousins, you know, in Finland. I mean, Michigan. They came out there and followed him.
They really wanted him then, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, anyway, he didn't want to let anybody know what he knew.
So
from there on, that was just as well. But that's what he was an engineer in Dodgeville, Michigan, at the mines. Just some kind of they forced him to come back.
Right. What was your name before you were married?
Pelto.
P-E-Pelto.
It means a field.
Oh, out in the big field. How do you spell it?
Pardon?
Spell it. P-E-L?
P-E-L-T-O.
P-E-L, just like it sounds. Pelto. And that's a Finnish name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it means field.
Field.
The word.
Which, do you have a middle name?
Ellen what?
Pardon?
Do you have a middle name?
Yeah, Alexander.
Oh, that's a big, important name, isn't it?
What a name, I wouldn't use it.
Ellen Alexander, oh boy, that's a big name. Yeah.
Well, they call me Alexandra.
Alexandra
S. With an S on it, too.
Alexander.
It meant something, too, but I don't know.
Yeah, but you just
but
stayed,
I never used it.
You stayed Helen.
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have, but it didn't mean much to me, though.
Is there anything special, Helen, a special time in your life that was that you really liked better than any other time?
Huh?
Any time in your life that you like better than any other time, you know?
I like being home.
Did you? Good lady.
But then during the Depression, you had to go out and find work.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody was going to Detroit, and they took me with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to work in a restaurant. No, first I went to do some housework.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and then I got away from it, and I used for work for Jewish people.
Oh,
and they didn't want me to go. But I did anyway.
Did they pay you well?
Oh yeah,
the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And their name was Siegel, and he had some kind of a big, like an upholstery. He used to upholstery. Not furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did they feel about what was happening in Germany?
Pardon?
How did those people, those Jewish people, feel about what was happening in Germany with all the bad things that were happening to the Jewish people?
Oh, yes.
Was that
and,
really?
The Jewish people. I worked in this Jewish home, and they used to get letters from someplace in England.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I don't know how they did that, but their addresses were in England.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I trying to say? Well, somebody kept track of the what was going on there.
Mm-hmm. Did they just really
Pardon?
Did they hate Hitler? Did they just really feel bad about Hitler, those Jewish
people?
Yes,
they did.
They did, didn't they?
And they'd get letters, and then I remember the Baba was the grandmother, and she came over there one day, and she was crying, and she came in there. I was in this Jewish home, and she threw that letter on the table, kitchen table. And she said, Annie, her daughter's name was Annie. Well, it was American name. She had another name in Jewish. And she threw it on the table. Annie, come here, read this. And that's when they found out that their family had been murdered.
Oh. Oh, boy. That's hard.
Apparently, they must have meant something.
Yeah.
What I mean, not to the Jewish people, but, you know, they just got rid of them.
Yeah. It was not a good time, was it?
It was. And I was working there, and I don't know. You know, you feel bad too.
Oh, sure, of course.
And those people were just so nice to me, and then. And then Mrs. Siegel, she used to pay me $6 a week. And then every week I'd get a dollar more.
Oh.
And then I had a girlfriend that worked across the street in another home. She's working for a doctor. And they had two little kids, and one of them a brand new baby. And she had to take care, and she was only getting $5.
Oh.
And here I was getting... about 7 or 8 or something. And then Mrs. Siegel would get a taxi and have me go shopping down in Detroit. Take me to the store, and I'd get what she wanted. You know, she had a list. I'd bring in, Sally was saying, here she goes someplace and gets a taxi. Gets a taxi to take her. And she goes for her own thing. She got to take the old streetcar.
So you had a good job.
I did.
You did have a really good job.
You know, you don't realize that, but then again, after a while, I had something better than Sally did. But well, that Sally was just as cute as she could be. I was just as homely in my own way.
Dear.
Well, I don't know.
Can you think of, is there anything else about, you've had a very interesting life, I think. I don't think I've ever known anybody that was Finnish. But I've never known anybody that was Finnish, I don't think.
No. And the Finnish, they call them, maybe I already said, Suomalainen.
I like
and they're mad at Sweden for naming them Finland. And the Finnish always called them Suomi. To them, the land was Suomi. And then Sweden always called it Finland.
Yeah.
And Finland means the land of fakes.
Of fakes?
Lakes.
Oh, lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Of lakes.
Oh, they have thousands of lakes there, you know, water. That's me.
Well, this is a very... very interesting. Let's see if there's anything else I should ask you that I forgot to ask you. What if you had your life to live over again? Which part? Would you do anything different?
If I had to live it over, I should realize what I was living. You know, I would have appreciated. You know. And I didn't realize I was so much better off than some others, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And things were bad. And not for me.
You fortunately.
And then Jewish people had a plant in Detroit. And they could afford to pay me. There were some of even the doctors couldn't afford to pay some of the girls that worked for them. I don't know. I didn't have them. That's,
you know, you were, no, that's fine. That's good. That's just good. Can you think of anything else that we ought to talk about, Helen?
Oh, Northern Michigan?
Sure.
My dad was a engineer up there, and oh, maybe I said that, did I?
That he was an engineer
working out there in Denver, and he was supposed to have been an engineer from Finland, mm-hmm. and they came up there, looked for him, and found him, and took him back. Mm-hmm. Not back, but he had to do what he was doing.
Was this before or after your mother and dad were married?
Oh, before.
Before. So as a little girl, you didn't.
I didn't know.
Didn't know of any of that.
I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you had. It's been a fun life. I'm glad I got to know you. That's nice. That's really nice.
Thin light.
Well, we kind of tiptoed around that. Yeah. Did my husband said to ask you about how you felt about World War II. How you felt about World War II.
Oh.
But I guess you...
Oh, yeah.
Were you worried? Did you still have family back here?
I come from a big family. Mm-hmm. And I had 8 brothers.
Oh.
And one by one, they took the boys in. Then when the... 7th one went in, where they had to go, you know.
They brought
already 7 of your brothers. Benny, I don't think we need you. Your mother and dad have too much grieved anyway with their 7 boys in. And he said, well, I'm going to grieve if I can't be one of them. And then they came home, one by one, and we had a big home with the 4 big bedrooms upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And my mother was a Lutheran, and she was against drinking, you know. And so anyway, this one night, they were planning, after one by one, all got home.
Uh-huh.
And they had this celebration upstairs. And mother said, oh, look, my dad's name is Herman. Herman, look what they're carrying. They're carrying beer up there. They're carrying all the liquor. My dad said, never mind, this isn't going to happen again, never. He said, you let the boys do what they want.
Oh, yeah.
So that was one time my mom didn't either.
So they all went into the service. They're
bringing drinks, you know, up there.
But they all were in the military then, and
uh-huh.
all of them came home.
Mm-hmm.
That we
they
were
all
lucky.
Came
all
home.
Came home.
He told them, you ought to be grateful.
That's
let
right.
them do what they want to do.
Uh-huh.
And they waited one by one till they were all home.
Uh-huh.
And then they could have been in town at a tavern
uh-huh.
celebrating. They
sure.
decided no,
they
so they stayed home.
Well,
they had their drinks up there.
I imagine your mom was kind of glad they were all there, though.
Well, you know, there was time when she was against it,
mm-hmm.
drinking. But that was one time my dad said that you got to let the boys have it. It won't happen again.
No, that's a good story. Yeah.
But she was going to stop that car going up.
Were the boys older than you or younger than you?
I wasn't home.
Oh, you
I was in Detroit.
Then,
I'd like to have been there.
Oh, yeah.
With the
Are you the only sister? Were you the only?
No,
girl?
I have 2 sisters.
2 sisters. So it was a big family.
Yeah. Big
family. Yeah. Big family. Yeah. Well, it's been fun to interview you. It's been fun to talk to you.
Oh.
Can you
well, I never talked about it too much, you know. You
well, it was a neat life. It was good.
But anyway, I kept my mother and dad. Of course, one was one woman. She was the other. She stopped a lot of things. Oh, at one time, my dad had made her let her let the car go upstairs.
Were they... Were your...
I wasn't there.
You didn't get to see that?
No, I was in Detroit when the boys all came home.
Yeah. Were they younger than you are, or were you...
No.
Oldest?
There were two older boys, and then the others. And I wasn't home. Mm-hmm. And I was in Detroit.
That's it. And they all were in the service. They all went into the... All of your brothers went into the military service.
They were.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for goodness.
And even the military didn't want to take the seventh one. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm going.
Yeah, he wanted to too, sure.
He said, I don't want to be the only one that didn't want to go, because he wanted to go. And then he didn't go any places out of the States.
Oh.
No, yeah. He just spent his time. Uh-huh. But there wasn't any, the war was over and everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, he wanted to go.
Yeah. Did any of them have to go into battle? I mean, were they were any of your brothers in big battles during the war, do you know?
Seems like they were the first ones.
Mm-hmm. The older ones.
Yeah. That island.
Okinawa?
Yeah, one was there.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
He was there, and he came out already.
Well, good.
But the others didn't, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'd say you're...
I wish I had more written on them. Never thought I'd have to.
Yeah, oh well. You've remembered a lot of things, though, Helen. This has been fun.
And there's so many of them are going too. Mm-hmm. Passed away.
Yeah. How many are left of all of you and your brothers and sisters? How many are left?
Pardon?
How many of your brothers and sisters are left that are still living? Do you know?
I don't. I'm the only girl there.
Are you?
And I don't know.
Because if you had two sisters, there were about ten of you? About 10 kids all together? 10 children all together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there were 11.
11? That's a good sized family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big family.
Yeah. Were you one of the younger ones?
No, I was one of the older girls.
The older ones.
We had. Three boys older than I, and then my sister and I. And I was younger than my sister. Mm-hmm. That was during the Deep Depression. And I went away.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Detroit. Too. Uh-huh. And at that time, I went to work for the Jewish people. And they were having a miserable people. Their Baba, you know, their grandma. She would cope home with the batter she had gotten from there. She'd just throw it on the table.
Now, what did I do wrong? No, I did that.
It's a Jewish name, but she'd rather be called Ann. Baba, throw that on the table. Annie, come here, read this crap.
Sad.
Yeah.
It was sad.
No, you know they were hurt.
Oh, sure they were.
I wish I had written some of it down at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I never imagined.
Well,
it's down somewhere.
But it's very. Yeah. Well, we'll try to get all of this good stuff you told me, we'll try to get it down on paper. Because it's very interesting. You've had a very interesting life.
Oh, there's
life.
More to it, but you know, but. When during that time I never thought about anything.
I know.
And now I don't remember.
And then you don't remember. I know. Well, my mother always said, it doesn't take very long to live a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, just all of a sudden Yeah.
So you're doing different things, you're not doing the same thing over. You're having children and new ones or something. I don't know how to put it, but it's not the same.
No,
it is. And here I am here.
Yeah. Well, I think we got it, Johnny. I think
never thought about that old history.
This was very, very interesting.